Y'all know it's season 3, so K. Kumei had to come back and do it lovely. Bam! AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. I know other motherfuckers have tried, but there's only one SMG by KC, and that's Sunday. I know y'all ready for the spice. New episode drop Monday, right? We talk nasty, classy, teach you shit. Might have you change your fantasy. Have you wanna taste some cream? You never know what SNG. Just tune in, she'll change your life respectfully. AKC getting NC, it's almost time for SNG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we only get it in NYC. Hello, and welcome to Sex and the Gritty in New York City. I am your host, Kay Cremay, and I have been waiting this episode since, like, season one, okay? Like, I have one of my favorites in the building today, okay? I'm a fan. I'm so excited, okay? And I'm just gonna let my love introduce herself. Who are you on my mic, my love?
Ooh, FaceTime trying to get me. I am Mistress Marley.
Hi, Mistress Marley.
Hi,
how are you doing? Why am I such a fan of you? Who are you?
Oh.
What do you do?
I am a financial dominatrix.
Ooh. Ooh, it just sounds so nice when you say it like that. Say it again.
It's so smooth, right?
Right.
I am a financial dominatrix.
Give me your coins, okay, honey?
Period,
okay? And Mistress Marley, what is your favorite position?
Oh, wow. I like to, like, lean my head off the bed.
Okay.
While they, like, fuck my face.
Ooh, okay. You was a real ass bitch. Okay, that's one of my good ones. Okay, like, that's the pull it out the box. Like, we doing something tonight, poppy good ones.
Yeah, you just gotta spring it on them.
Yeah, okay. Matter of fact, watch out. Move back. You feel me?
And put your neck back.
Right. Exactly. Hello, my other guest. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's your name?
Man, it's Jay Cartel. You know what it is. I'm in my city. It's Liddy. We on Sex and the Gritty.
Oh, shit. Nah.
Wow, I feel like Hold on.
What the heck? I like that. You do practice? I felt like so
I gotta
happy.
Redo mine.
Hold on. Like, that was the intro. Yeah. Like, what it is, though. Yeah. Okay. And what is your favorite position?
My favorite position... I throw on that countertop. Spread her legs, throw on that countertop. You know what I'm saying? On that sink counter.
So you be fucking all around the crib and shit.
Yeah, of course.
You must live alone. I know you ain't mama crib. Before she walking, not on my good table, boy. Okay.
Yeah, I got a lot at my crib.
Yeah, okay.
I got chill when I'm in my mama crib.
Okay, see, I respect that. I do respect that. Okay, and why is that your favorite position? What does that do for you?
You know, it'd be something, but you throw them on that countertop, you'd be looking in their eyes, they connect right here.
Right, because it's like, first of all, oh my God, I'm really on somebody countertop right now. Right. Like, you really fucking me like this, sir? Are you really fucking me?
It's a thrill.
It is. You know, it's just like the element of surprise with your favorite position. You feel me? It's like a surprise. Yeah. Like,
hold on. They be like, where we going?
Right.
You throw their leg on the door, one leg on the door hinge, you know, you hold the other one up.
Oh.
You go crazy. You know
Okay.
she's sweating.
Like, talk about it. Okay. And much this morning now, could you just take me a little bit into your world? Like, how did you become this person? Talk to me.
Oh my gosh, I've, like, stumbled upon this life.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't something that I, like, already knew I was going to be doing.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
Okay.
I came to New York from North Carolina. Just finished grad school.
Okay.
And wasn't making much money off the jobs, little job search or whatever.
Right.
So I literally went on the internet and typed, like, how can women make money just from being attractive?
Or right. Because you damn sure are. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I tried a little something today.
Okay.
So I looked that up, and then financial domination came up, and I saw it was a whole world on Twitter, and I studied it before
I jumped
in.
Oh, my God. You said something so important. You said the whole world on Twitter. Now, when I say the world on Twitter opened my eyes to a whole realm of sex that Kay Cremay did not know about, like, there's so much things on, like, in my secret Twitter that I just admire people for doing, like, you know, like, and financial dominatrix is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like,
Your first time, how did it go? Like, how did you get your first pay pig? That's what you call it, right?
Yeah, pay pig.
Yeah, I got the terminology right.
So my first pay pig, and for those that don't know, a pay pig is the submissive person that pays you the money. So we call them pigs and pay pigs.
Yeah.
And I got my first pay pig from, I think I went out to eat and I reposted, like, this is my receipt, reimburse me for what I just spent on dinner. Mm-hmm. And then somebody just anonymously sent me something on Cash App and I never had to see them. Still don't even know who that person is
okay.
to this day.
So now they have this, right? How much was it?
It was $100 tribute.
Okay.
Which was big for me on my first one.
When
I first, like, got into it, I was like, there's no way this is real. Like, there's no way people are sending people money and not wanting anything back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another thing, right? So I was learning that they have to approach you correctly. Okay, how would you approach you? How does that work?
So the way they approach me is by saying, hey, goddess, I sent you money.
Mm.
That's it.
Ooh!
I don't need no other conversation.
That just sounds so good.
You don't need to tell me about nothing else unless you sent money already.
Okay, yeah. Jay, would you be in this type of, you know, dominatrix? Like, would you submit yourself to give money to somebody?
Give them money or something? Nah, I'm not giving you no nah.
Nah, a lot of men are pay pigs in their relationships already and don't even know
talk to him crazy. Okay, and I honestly have to second that, because a lot of women who do not provide for themselves but are beautiful and genuinely get the same treatment. Like, I mean, except for the fact that they are getting the relationship, you know, I do understand what you talk about on those lines. But for some men who I feel like people think that you have to devalue yourself to be a pay pig. I don't think so. I just think it's the kink or the thrill of, like, this person is, like, taking my money, but I'm never going to fucking see them. Like, it's a thing for them.
That's a thrill?
It's a thrill. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might not understand it because that's not your kink.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Like, you know. Reimbursing you for dinner you had dinner with next month. I gotta reimburse you for dinner you had with next month.
Yeah. But I mean, what if, okay, so you wouldn't, like, send her money, like, okay, what else would you say? Like, I need new equipment, or I need a new whip or something like that.
Or I need new equipment, need my new manicure, pedicure today, need to go shopping, need my rent, need, you know, money to buy a new car, like, stuff like that. So, like, anything you need, you request it, you put it out there, and they send it to you. So,
and have you gotten that new car? Like, talk to me. Like,
so
how successful?
I don't drive, so I've never asked for a car. But
how
my
successful
home,
have you been?
My apartment is paid up for the next 2 years.
Ooh.
So,
okay, you see?
You were supposed to get them to put the down payment on your crib.
Oh, you see, but we're moving on up.
I'm not trying to live here that long.
Okay.
Right?
You see, now,
you get it, you rent it
but
out.
Now watch this, because now let's say that she decides to move today. There's a pay pig ready to do so. That's what. That's why she built it up. She started with the $100, but
right.
Now, rent paid up for 2 years is a motherfucking flex, because Drake said he was only paying it up for the year. You feel me? Like, Drake didn't go that far and say 2 years is. That's 24 months on a bitch. Like, you ask a mom how old her kid is, she say 24 months. That's 24 months. You feel me? Like, that's a flex. Okay, first and foremost, like, teach me, mama, because, you know, like, can we have, like, a relationship where we get a pay pig to, like, for the relationship?
Oh, I do that already with some of my girls.
Oh, talk to me.
Yeah,
talk to me. Yeah. How does that go? How does that work?
Two of my best friends are doms like me. They started in financial domination.
Okay.
And there's even times where we, like, drain a pig together. So, literally, we will meet a man at an ATM and humiliate him until he takes what we want out, and then we leave. And then that's just how we do it. And we've been doing that now for 3 years.
Okay, so then the next trip, can I come?
Yeah,
Because give me the fucking money.
These pay pigs love black women. They love black women.
You know what?
I sent my sister, y'all go drain somebody's shit.
What you see?
There's men that do it too.
But of course.
They're called cash masters, so the men are different. The names are just different.
Ooh.
I need to get into that.
Okay, you see, now you interested.
I'm tired of paying rent. Rent boy, the first coming up real soon, feel me?
Yo, okay, so how did you use Twitter to actually break into the world itself?
Yeah.
Okay, so you started on Twitter, you started posting about what you wanted to do, and you used certain hashtags?
Yeah, so I used certain hashtags, but, like, hashtags now we don't use anymore because they're shadow banned.
Yes.
So now instead of actually putting a hashtag sign, you just write the words out. It's the same thing, but it's
right.
No hashtag.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I mean, you said something important about shadow banning. Let's talk about a little bit about that, because, I mean, I'm sorry that I'm happy they deleted your page, because I would have never got you here because I was was stuck in your inbox for years. But now that you're here, I'm kind of sad they deleted your page, because it's just like, you know, they're taking a lot of the content creators' money out of their mouth when they do things like that. And mm-hmm. I don't think that they understand, more so that you are offended by it, but I have this amount of followers that says they're not offended. Right, so right. Why does you, behind the computer, Tom, get to control how I eat? The fuck is you talking about?
It's definitely
like,
a Tom.
It's definitely a Tom. Like, I know it's a Harry back there too, my nigga. I'm looking at you. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And it's another thing, because they're going further into Twitter with the shadow banning now, because as we were talking, we're talking basically about how, you know, you can't say OnlyFans on Instagram anymore. Yeah. Because as soon as you write the words OnlyFans in your story, they trying to kick, deleted for explicit content, sexual content. Yeah, but it was my toe. Yeah. You feel, if you turned on, let me know, Tom, okay? Yeah. Don't delete my post, okay? Because I feel like, again, we are the reason why these social medias are at the greatest standpoint that it is. Like, Black Twitter, you know how many people fight to get to Black Twitter? You actually have to find Black Twitter. You can be on Twitter, but you might not be on Black Twitter. You understand? It's a community, okay? And it's just like, for us to have the media, the population, and the controls where we influence things. Like, we influence the president to use certain slogans in his campaign. You understand? But we're influencing the way they're trying to reach us. And they're using social media because that's where we're heavy on. So why do they get to control how we are on these social medias? Like, I feel like that's a little too much.
Because,
like,
they can't make money off of us. So if they can't make the money, then
and that's the biggest reason why Instagram and, you know, OnlyFans is beefing. That's why, like, you fucking with OnlyFans on my shit? Hell no, bitch. Right. Fuck out of here. Delete it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a little crazy because it's like, I almost hate Instagram now. Like, it was one of my favorite social medias at a point. It stole me from Snapchat. It stole me from Facebook. And I was content here. Okay. Even when I got my page deleted before, like, I was at like 6,000 followers. And that was back when Instagram was only for iPhone.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's back when Androids had to borrow their man's phone and sign in on their shit, respond to their shit, like up the pictures and cut, post your pic. You feel me? And you got, you feel me? It was just like, when it was more exclusive, it was so much fun. But now you have people who make fake pages. You feel me? Report your shit.
Right,
like, listen.
Your story views and all that. They don't need to be hiding in you.
Why you all in my shit like that?
And it'll be all these spam accounts, but they never get deleted. Get deleted.
Yo, if I get invited to one more sex group chat in my motherfucking DM, I'ma beat y'all the fuck up. You feel me? I know y'all in Korea, but I will come. Like, I'm tired. It be all different languages, all different come fuck me now, baby. And they don't get deleted.
Somebody on my live literally just said, don't you want to fuck? I just had to hide this guy.
You see? You see?
Don't be an idiot, please.
Like, and I almost have to ask, like, when you attract these people, right? Have you ever ran into somebody who was persistent to the point that they wanted to give you money, but they wanted to meet you? Have you ran into anybody who tried to break the rules?
I'll say no. Only because I do meet clients that want to pay me money, because not only am I a financial dominatrix, I'm a regular dominatrix. So I also whip people, I beat up people, I kick people in the balls, I do all that stuff. So I do that too. Okay. So financial domination is just a part.
You
of
gotta
my
talk
job.
To me about that now. Yes. Okay, so now what was the weirdest thing you ever did in your dominatrix life?
I won't say weird, but what I will say the best...
The
kinkiest thing to me, there's a guy that wanted to be, like, kidnapped. Mm. Like, a real-life kidnapping.
Okay. And,
like, rent the van.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Pull the homie up.
Like, good example of
this. That sounds so cool. I'm sorry.
Good example
so cool.
of this. On Netflix, there's a show called Bonding.
Yes. Okay.
And she does a kink in Bonding where they kidnap the guy.
Yeah.
They know it's fake. They know it's role play. But for him, it's, like, real.
Okay.
And that's something I've been asked to do, but I just won't do it. Mm-hmm. It's just too much.
I mean, that's
it's
a lot. Like, you want me to really, like, physically kidnap you? Yeah. How much am I getting again?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Helping you paying. Me and a homie slide.
Man, you gotta eat. But you probably can do that. But, I mean, the kink probably is to feel the breast behind him as he's being held down, stronghold. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Getting kidnapped by a woman has got to be different than getting kidnapped by two big hood niggas. Wait. Am I really getting robbed?
Right.
Hold on, bitch.
Yeah.
So, You got to be careful. Because, all right, how do you set up your contracts? Like, they ask for what they want, and you basically say, yes, I can, or no, I can't.
So it depends on what it is. So if it's something like blackmailing, some of them will hit me up, like, put my ID out on the internet and message my mom. Like, they'll say all that stuff, and they want to do an actual contract. But the only reason why I don't do that is because sometimes those contracts will not hold up in court.
Yeah.
Because even though I'm a dominatrix and I don't have sex in my work, I'm still considered a sex worker.
That's very true.
If I was to go to court, they would still see me as just a sex worker. They don't care that I'm kicking someone in the balls. Like, it's just sex.
And mind you, it'd be the lawyers and doctors and judges that are into this shit that be paying the lucrative amounts of money.
NFL and NBA players. I can't say any names because I'm on NDAs, but they be into it too.
Okay, so now you gotta give me a number. You gotta give me a motherfucking number. Like, talk to me, mama. How much was the highest submission you've gotten?
The highest I've been paid in one session was $10,000. And that was for 2 hours.
I think I'm in the wrong field.
It's not the fire shit.
It almost makes you like think about like what the fuck am I really doing? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you was working like a minimum wage job and you were like working like for 4 hours to afford like $40 worth of food, basically, because anything you were getting was made probably from 20 to maybe 17 in a regular job. You feel me? And when you buy a $40 item, that's like 2 hours you stood on your feet for that one item, and you start to look at it differently when you use the measure of metrics. But I'm saying, like, if you want to get signed up for $10,000, I'll admit. You feel me?
I had to quit my corporate job once I realized this was making
More than the job.
Yeah. Rent got paid for 2 years.
I mean, I can't imagine what I would love to do more. Like, that sounds so fun because it's just like, one, you're getting to experience the dominance of overpowering these men. And I know that gotta feel good too, just a little bit. Like, it gotta feel
a lot.
Okay, so what is it? What was, the first time that you were asked to dominate somebody, what were you thinking?
Oh my God, that whole day was insane.
Okay, take me through
it was my first ever session. I got hit up on Twitter and the guy was like, you know, I'm into being like pegged and like whipped.
Okay, so let's pause for the people, for the vanilla people. Okay, so pegged, right? Pegged means that he would like to be penetrated anally. Right?
Yes.
And next, was he wanted what?
He wanted to be whipped. So whipped. That just means, I don't know what the fuck that is. Whipped with a paddle, whatever. Yeah. And he wanted to be verbally humiliated, so he wanted me to just tell him.
Okay, and pick one, and basically. I mean, I feel like I know what color he is, but I'm just going to ask you what color he was.
Oh, 99% of my clients are white.
Okay. Yes. We're just going to throw that out there, you know? Okay? Yes. And now, right? That sounds about white. Now, what I'm... Okay. So now, how did you go into it? Like, you walked into the room. It was a hotel room, I'm sure.
Yes. I was really nervous. So before my first session, I smoked and drank.
Right.
And for everybody out there listening, if you are in kink and doing a session, you do not smoke or drink because it's very dangerous.
Yes.
So that's the first thing I learned.
Okay.
So I smoked and drank. I hit my best friend up. I'm like, what do I do? He was like, girl, just call me when you get there. Make sure you say. That's another thing too. I didn't have security at my first session, but I have security at every session now.
Okay. Don't try no shit. Won't be no shit now. You hear me?
So my first session was literally meet him at a hotel uptown.
Okay.
I did make sure to get there first because you want to locate your exits. You want to know like if something goes wrong. You don't want them to get there before you because they could be hiding cameras in there, weapons, anything.
Yes.
So I get there first and I'm like drinking, just listening to music. I'm trying to get in the mode. I lay my toys out. I'm like, does this look professional if I do this? Like, I didn't want him to think I'm an amateur.
Oh my God, that is so cute. Because
he made it seem like he would just knew so much.
Yeah.
So he knocks on the door and I'm like, literally before I answer the door, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm doing like all that. I'm like, God, please don't let this be my last day on earth. I just want to make some money.
Yeah. I just want to make some money. A couple dollars, right? Yeah.
Rent doing the first.
Right. Yes.
I made sure before the session I got my deposit. Always make sure you get your deposit.
Okay, get your deposit first.
Because if they don't show up, at least you still got paid something.
That back end.
Okay.
And he comes in and he just immediately gets on the ground. And that helps me because right away I'm like, okay, he knows what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
And I don't have to sit here and give him too much instruction.
Right.
As soon as he got on the ground, I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, yeah, bitch, that's what she's supposed to do.
Ooh!
And it just came out.
And it came naturally.
Mind you, I'm a Southern sweetheart. Like, I have never been mean in my life. So that was,
I mean, I can hear the Southern belly in your voice. And it sounds so sweet because, like, you're like the opposite of a mistress. Can you look so nice? She looks so sweet. She, like, she cooks her man dinner and brings it to him in the couch with a spliff.
Oh, never.
Oh my God, so you would never let a man dominate you?
I would have to be in love.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's funny because I had another dominant woman mm-hmm. on here last week, and she's into some of the same things. She hasn't tapped into to the financial dominatrix yet, but she was saying that she did fall in love, and she is now submissive, even though she's still a dominatrix. Like, when they have threesomes, you know, she's mm-hmm. still dominant to that person, but to him, she's submissive, and I feel like that is so fucking cool.
You know, actually, I won't even say I have to be in love. Mm-hmm. It just has to be a man that I think is worth it. Because I do consider myself a switch. So I consider myself to be submissive.
Okay.
But I also top from the bottom.
Okay.
So for instance, a man could be eating my pussy and I'm going to be like, no, I want you to eat it. Like, I'm still going to give instruction. I'm still going to be very vocal.
Okay, you know? Okay. But I'm still, so maybe that's what I am. Right, babe? Sorry. But now, if you think about it, though, I feel like... I'm always telling people they should instruct people when, you know, they're getting sex that they may not exactly enjoy. I mean, yeah. What do you like? Yeah, that happened to you, bro.
Yeah, nah, I'll be giving instructions. I'll be, yeah, nah, you got to, no, do that like that. Yeah, you got to push that.
More people should be vocal in sex.
I always say that, but people always feel like, nah, I'm not doing that. And I feel like
last week.
Oh, my God. Okay. How was that? What happened? She was giving head?
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, hold on. You gotta two-hand that. Come on now. Mm-hmm.
not him back up there like, come on now. Yeah, like, come on, sis.
Get right. I'm like, get comfortable, man. You holding, like, you know, because a lot of joints be doing that.
Okay.
Let me talk to me. Joints I be dealing with. Okay. They be like holding back. You know, they be trying to pretty suck dick. And it's like, come on, man. If you going to do the job. You feel me?
I definitely feel you
like
on that.
Like the niggas with all again, the layup line, just trying to look pretty. It's like, man, come on, man.
I be telling shorties, like, listen, when you're trying to suck dick, when you're trying to give someone pleasure, it's not time for you to worry about how you look. You're going to look like an angel with the dick all on your face, spit here, spit there. You have to enjoy it. And, like, once you stop caring about how you look and you start having fun, he's gonna be having 10 times more fun than you.
If by the end of the sex my wig isn't shifted, it wasn't good.
Okay, I mean, that's like, if my frontal did not lift even a little bit, if it didn't say it's hello, it's not lit. Like, you feel me? Like, it was sometimes where I tried to, like, because I be in the house with wig braids on, mm-hmm. and I feel like I be telling my boyfriend I'm so sorry because I feel like I look like his brother right now. And he be like, no, babe, you're beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So when we have to, I be like, damn, let me put a wig on, give him something to look
like,
at.
I just feel like if you're ashamed.
He be taking that shit off. Like, get this shit out of here. Like,
That should be in the way.
I feel like if you're ashamed how you look during sex with somebody, you shouldn't be having sex with that person. Like, it's...
That too. But, you know, getting comfortable, even when you do get... I don't ever want to get too comfortable where I always look like the homie. I don't want to always be the homie sucking dick. I don't always want him to look down and see the fresh straight back. So,
I see it as like he's literally entering my body. So at this point,
that's so true. And it's funny because he does not give a fuck. I'm the only one that give a fuck. Like,
most niggas don't give a fuck. Well, most.
It depends, because some men say they don't even like for women to fuck with the bonnet on. Like, all right, I just got my head done. This bonnet is going on. Like, you're not going to be... You snatching the bonnet off where? Who? You paid for the wig?
It don't matter. We paid.
No. You see? You almost had me.
Because if she's actually trying to protect her hair...
And you snatch it off and you didn't pay for it? You are bright and fucking feisty. That's what you are. No. What you got to do is you got to put the money on the table before y'all have sex. So when you snatch it off, she's looking over at it like, okay, I understand, but that's for now. That's you feel me?
You know before you come through here. Don't come through with that.
Oh, okay. Listen.
I don't know.
Listen, my man be the type, like, if we doing it, he know my hair is freshly done. He gonna crack all the windows first to make sure my frontal not talking. By the time we done, you feel me? It's gonna get sweaty. He be trying to take precautions. He be like, baby, you have your frontal man.
If you my girl, like, if you not my girl,
okay. I don't know. I don't know. See, that's why I should be in a financial dominatrix, because it's niggas like you out here, and that's why it's women like her out here. Okay.
Somebody said bonnet stays the fuck on.
Okay. Like, you ain't
coming to this crib.
But you know what? It's all about preference, honestly. Yeah. Because at some point,
I'm chatting. It ain't that deep.
No, of course. But at some point, I feel like everyone has to get to that level of comfortability with their partner, because, like, that's when the sex gets fun. Like, y'all might might slip, the dick might slip out of a position because y'all trying too much. Y'all gotta laugh. Like, if you can laugh with your partner, that is like your man, that's your best friend. Like, I know y'all having some good ass sex. Oh, yo, it be that one when you gotta look, yo, why are we fucking like this? Like, you feel me? And I feel like, as a dominatrix, right, when you're getting great sex and you're being submissive, like, does it almost, you say you're a switch, right? So if he's fucking you a certain way, you'll still tell him to fuck you differently type shit?
If I don't like the position, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I'm very verbal, like, during sex. Like, I've literally told. Don't you like?
Right.
Right. What you tell him, like, nah, don't do that.
Right. What's not it for you, mama?
I don't really know. I'm not too big on, like, missionary. Like, it's cute.
Really?
But it's just like, okay, that's, it's cute.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's cute. Like, this is cute. Yay.
Okay. So, you more of the, do you like to make love or have sex? Because I feel like make love, that's missionary. You talking about sex.
Well, you can fuck really nasty in missionary, too.
You can.
Yeah, but, like, I like to do both. It just depends on the mood, but for the most part, I like to perform. So I'm naturally a performer in the bedroom.
Okay.
Like, I like to feel like I'm doing something.
Okay, so now take me through a session. Like, okay, we done walked in the room. Okay, my man is standing there. What's up?
All right, so my perfect sex night for me, it would have to be, like, I'm big on visuals. So I'm big on what the lights look like. Red lights, blue lights, if we doing some type of lights in there.
Okay.
And I'm very big on music. So I have a sex playlist with, like, over 100 songs, and I just let it play.
Ooh. Okay. Like, she ready. Like,
I need that. And then very big on before sex, like, depending on what type of night it is. I like to dance. I like to do little performances.
Oh, yeah. I okay. Like to do all that stuff. So you putting on a playlist and you coming out with the
Yeah.
I want the night.
Yeah, because I was a dominatrix, I was a stripper. So,
Hold on, Mr. Smalley. Hold on, boo.
Back in my North Carolina days.
Ooh, North Carolina. College,
undergrad. Shout out the club.
Right? What's up? Where you was at, boo? All right, so you know a couple tricks in them heels, okay? And so, listen. I'm loving everything you're talking about because this vibe right now that I'm getting, like, when she gets in the bedroom, she's not here to play. Like, I don't need anybody who's not on a kink shit or ready to step into that rail to approach her because you're not going to last here. Like, you feel me? You have to willing to be open, to be dominated, to be dominating. You have to be both, especially with a switch, because at some point, even though I'm verbal, I'm going to want you to know what to do. And sometimes I want you to put me in a position, you feel me? Like, switch me up. Like, you feel me? Make me feel like y'all drug me up and fling me on thing. Like, you feel me? Like, like, that shit, I'm sorry, that shit is so cute to me. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, being dragged on, like, you feel me? It's just like, oh my God. Take me. Feel me? And I feel like men who understand that part of sex, that a woman likes to feel like a woman, like, when you're having sex and you have her in this trance, touch on her body, rub on her body, kiss on her, take this opportunity to tell her she's beautiful, even if you whispering, like, that shit, all that shit, okay? That's how you get next to a mistress, Marley, okay? Plus, you need to have some money, okay? Plus, you need to have some money, honey.
10K
for 2 hours. What you talking about? All right, so, but what's the most that you've ever spent on date, what's the most?
Yo, I wouldn't even know. I don't be paying attention, man. I be enjoying life.
Okay, so you'll do at least a couple spots on one date. Not really. Doesn't really matter. No, like, you know, like, you go out to an event, you go out to eat.
Yeah, get something to eat. You know, like, it don't matter. I'll, honestly, like, if I'm taking the time out to take you out, I'm not penny pitching. Feel me? Like, if you're doing that, then you penny pitching.
Okay, you buying gifts, you treating them right, yeah, flowers.
Mean, I've been doing the flowers lately.
Who got you sending flowers lately?
Nah, no more. I just clipped that. I just clipped that.
Damn.
No. It was like a little 2 months, and I clipped that.
What happened?
Man, you know, at some point when you live in your life, like, at the end of the day, like, you got a career, you're not going to deal with nobody that can't respect what you got going on.
That's very true.
If you was dealing with somebody that would come in, you go home, like, why you was talking about that on your podcast? Like, why you was talking about this, that? It's like,
yeah, that's definitely how my ex was, so I understand. You had to get up out of that real quick. That definitely puts...
I'm rapping, I'm doing videos, I'm doing podcasts like this.
It puts a damp on your relationship when you can't support what I chose to be my goals and my dream. Because it's almost like you don't trust me enough to make this dream happen. And if you're going to be next to me, laying next to me, your energy got to match mine. You need to believe in me 1,000% more than I do. Like,
you
need
Especially when we was doing this before you.
You feel me?
So imagine what I deal with.
Right? I was going to ask you. Right, how do you deal with that, with the dating life?
So usually, like, the men I date, they, like, I match with them on Hinge or something like that.
Yeah.
And I have a different Instagram that I give them. Mm. I don't give them my Mrs. Marley. They get my other page.
Okay.
And, you know, it depends, like, on how far along the dates go. If we have multiple dates, then I might bring it up. But on the first date, I'm not bringing it up.
Okay.
I've had my experiences from that. It's either A, it turns into a full education session on the date.
Yes, two, because they need to know what it is in order for them to feel comfortable. That's too much.
Or two, they'll be like, well, you're not doing that shit to me. And I'm like, well, you didn't even pay a deposit. So it's not even about
like, sweetie, it's not free.
Like, yeah, so some people can't grasp in their mind that I can
be two
different. And
I definitely do understand that because, again, so I did have that in my old relationship where, again, I am a very sexual person. It's fun for me to talk about sex. It's regular for me to talk about sex. Mm-hmm. And so he would tune into the live and be upset about me asking the guests, like, how big is your dick? I mean, like, how big is it? Mm-hmm. I mean, the guests that are listening to this person come on the show need me to ask these questions. Like, I didn't say put your dick on the table. Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, I wasn't wilding. Exactly. Like, think about drop a baby on. Like, I would get it. I would understand. You feel me?
Right.
But it's like, it's not even like you coming up here trying to bring me flowers and support me and be here for me. Mm-hmm. You just in your crib mad watching my love. Yeah. Like,
now you going home, you got a deal. You got 100 text messages,
like,
on your
and you just like, looking at this shit like, I just had a great day at work. This is not what I need.
That's
and it's like, once your partner becomes the person that you gotta avoid for the day because you had a good day, it's time for you to go, bro. It's really time for you to get up out of there because nobody want that. You're supposed to be my peace. Like, you're supposed to be my peace. So I'm be so happy, I just want to roll over and suck dick. That's what's really supposed to be going on. Like, you feel me? You're supposed to be happy in the crib, eating. I'm supposed to have mayonnaise on my eyebrow. You're supposed to want to lick it off and not be fucking. That's the vibe. That's what we're supposed to be here doing. Like, you feel me? Now I'm in the crib. I'm like, I told you, I never text him. He was just a guest. And you're like, I don't care, bitch. Whoa, wait. You feel me? It's just like,
I've been dealing with all that kind of bullshit.
I get it, because again, everything that we do as content creators, we think about our fans.
Yeah.
We think about how they perceive us. We think about how much content we give them. And when people begin to love you, they want more of you.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. And sometimes you have to give a lot of your time to your craft, because again, it will pay off. Okay?
Yeah, it will.
Talking literally. Okay, monetary things. Okay, at the end of the day, like, I meant, it was like hurtful for the fact that I chose this partner, and they're supposed to be my understanding, and they're making you feel bad for the thing that you chose, and it's just like, again, at the end of the day, I know for a fact that what I'm doing is going to pay off, and you're not worth what I would lose if I gave it up for you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Fuck up your creativity, too.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't record like a minute. Like, I just got back in the recording.
Okay.
I was recording for like a whole 2 months. Yeah. I'm sitting there waking up. I'm sitting there. I'm playing this beat. I'm just looking at this shit. I'm like, man.
Damn, your creativity gone? She's not even your muse? Listen.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen. Like, I had plenty of times where I would then, after we fucked, this nigga done wrote a hit song. You understand me? Like,
that's what it's supposed to be.
Plenty of times where, like, you feel me? I done even been doing my sunglasses off, which he hates, and it would motivate him to write a song.
That
you understand?
Was Friday, though. I seen Friday was crazy.
Okay. Did you catch your sunglasses off, Mr. Smalley? So let me explain to you what the sunglasses off is. So I put on a very fly pair of sunglasses, okay? And you know, I can see you, you can see me, and you can see whatever I'm seeing on my screen. Right. So I'll be watching some wild porn videos just so that we can feel the vibe, we can rate the videos, you feel me? We can get suggestions, okay? And a lot of people be taking the positions I be putting up on the sunglasses off, and they be trying it. Yeah, but the rules are,
I seen two in there. I'm about to,
you
I'm
feel
about to
me?
Throw in
I'm saying, if you get a position from the sunglasses off and you make a vid, you gotta send it in, okay? That's the only rule.
And that's a
like,
good way to get around the Instagram shit, too, because they can't.
Really you, they can't. Because you looking at me.
Right.
Why you looking at my glasses, Tom? No, look at me. Okay. And exactly. I mean, I put them up on the Sunglasses Live OnlyFans. It has its own separate OnlyFans, so like the hour long or 2 hour long live. And I mean, we have the most fun. Like, everyone gets to rate the videos. Mm-hmm. They get to talk about what they like. Sometimes we be having to run it back. They be like, hold on, I need to record this, Kay. Run it back. Right. Like, okay, so next time we gonna have you join. Okay, we gonna get up on there. Like, it is so much fun. And I'm telling you, the positions that I be finding on my secret Twitter, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh my God, I can't wait to put some of the Sunglasses Live. Look at what this bitch is doing.
I feel
doing.
Like everybody has a secret Twitter.
Listen, if you don't, you should get one because, oh, my secret Twitter is nasty. Twitter is so fucking filthy. Like, Twitter is my favorite fucking social media.
Twitter is free is crazy. That's Yo, how crazy.
I'm telling you, don't give them no ideas. Listen, let me tell you, okay? Twitter is, like, I swear to God, I'll be on this app like, yo, the amount of creativity, even in the jokes, like the meme, the way they pick the right meme to go with the right shit. I mean, it, you deserve to go viral, my man. Come on, sell me the sealed pillows and the lights underneath this shit. Right. Sell me the mask underneath this viral post because you deserve it, my man. Like, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, Black Twitter is a gem. Honestly, if you're in Black Twitter, congratulations, nigga, we made it. Okay, if you're not, I'm so sorry. You do not belong here.
I don't even know
here.
What white Twitter looks like.
Yeah. What did I talk about? Honestly, let me tell you, I venture into white Twitter from time to time because they're really heavy on politics, right? And so I've been trying to find out if I'm left wing, right wing, chicken wing, I don't know. So I've been trying to figure it out. So now I've been on the secret Twitter, right? And I've been seeing the sex, and then sometimes I'll see something that's like non-sexual. Mm-hmm. So I'll send it to my other profile, and then I'll go into that world. You know, I don't ever want to mix them up. Yeah, like, I don't even follow my real self because I post about other things. I don't want anything but vaginas, dicks, and assholes on that secret Twitter. Right. Like, that's what's supposed to be there. You understand? So, white Twitter, I mean, they're really funny, but they're fucking racist. Oh, they are. And sometimes you get mad. I mean, have you ever seen a person make a racist joke and you're mad because you laughed? Like, that's kind of how white Twitter is. Like, you feel me? Like, and it's kind of funny. But again, when a white person kind of ventures over into Black Twitter and they get scattered back, I feel bad because it's like, you know, you shouldn't have said that under here, Karen.
Yeah.
You know that this was not the post for you to write your political views under here. Like, I mean, you know, so at the end of the day, I feel like if everybody stays in their litter, white in their Twitter, lane on college. Twitter.
White Twitter like college.
I'm not going to lie.
White Twitter, even in the financial domination world, is crazy.
Oh, yes, they are. And I mean,
like, prime example. So, for those that don't know, I made a New York Times cover story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, congratulations on that. Let's talk about
it. And the newspaper came out today, and I still can't find a newspaper. So, everybody else has been getting a newspaper but me today. So, I don't know
where to
find
one. We're going
to go
get the newspaper after the show because we have to see. You have to clip that. You have to post that.
My dad way in North Carolina has one. And I'm like, how did you get one? And I'm in New York and can't actually get it. Oh, my God.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that. Do your parents know about what you do?
Oh, my parents support me 100%.
Oh, shit. I would love to know. Yeah, I would love to know. So
my parents actually, on YouTube, there's this video on this thing called The Cut. And my parents play Truth or Drink with me on YouTube.
Oh, that is so freaking cool. Oh, my God. Okay.
So that's the first question I get because I realized my privilege as a sex worker, being able to even be out and show my face.
Yes. Because
a lot of people don't even show their face. A lot of people, if they were to tell their family there's a sex worker, they out on the street.
Oh, that's very
true.
They're
gone, you out.
That's very true.
I tell my parents and my dad's like, okay, so this is the type of business cards you need to have.
Yeah.
This is what you need to be doing.
Okay. Like, listen, shout out to fucking dad because there are a lot of parents who don't understand that you have like a split second decision to either ruin your child's dreams and become somebody that they don't come to for support, or either be a full-fledged support that they come to you for everything, and now you don't have to like badger them for what they're doing because they feel safe enough to come to you and ask you for advice before they make a move. And I feel like that
especially with daughters.
So again, I mean, me and my father, we had some bumps in the road, but he fully supports my show. Like,
that's
he
amazing.
Is so funny. Like, I'm gonna have him up here one day because he's an old gangster. He's just so
That's how funny my dad is.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, he's just so with the shits. Now, my mom, okay, she might throw holy water on us if she ever came through the door.
My mom's a Christian Southern woman, too, and it took her a while. But I think the only thing my parents still just disagree with, they're just scared for my safety.
Yes.
That's it.
And I mean, shout out to your security team.
Yeah.
Because they have clearly been holding it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, if you need another security team, like, holla at me because I could be in the room too.
Yeah,
okay.
Some of my girls come too and be security. I let aspiring doms sit in on sessions. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. I have have two come to one. Oh my God. I'm gonna go to you one so I can give you guys the real tea and the scoop. Oh my God, I'm so excited right now. Like,
yeah, so I had one of my girlfriends who's not even in this world. I had her come do security for the NFL player.
Ooh.
And by the end of it, she ended up whipping his ass and getting paid. And she didn't even know she was gonna get paid.
Listen, so that sounds so freaking cool. Okay, so do you enjoy the athletes?
They sometimes think they deserve special treatment.
Mm.
Or they think they don't have to do a deposit.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't care what your status
is. Right, I don't care who you
are. What your clout is, you're going to pay deposit.
Right.
Because I'm not about to be another story of you got this session and then you ran out and it
Right,
rain.
Because I have been hearing.
Because then I won't have to expose you. I would hate to do that.
I have been hearing a lot of people, they are into the life, but they're ashamed at the end. So they don't like to pay at the end. It's just like, oh, I didn't pay for this. But you enjoyed
it. Well, then it's like, don't hire a professional then, if, you know.
I feel like, I mean, a lot of women might look at men differently if they ask for these things in their relationship. And as much as I try to encourage people to open up the prospects of their minds, mm-hmm. you know, on sex and the gritty, I can only do but so much. Right. You feel me? So it's just like, you have to respect the relationship that's there.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, everybody cannot do that shit.
Okay? Yeah, everything needs to be, I mean, we talk in kink all the time that consent is the biggest word.
Yes.
Everything needs to be consensual. So, I mean, a client can come to me and say, hey, I want you to do this to me. If I don't want to do it, no money amount, I don't care. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
And if there's something that I want to do to them and they don't want, they have the right to tell me no also. So it just, it works both ways.
Okay, so what's the safer with somebody when you're stepping on their balls? Like, I want to know.
It depends. So, like, the craziest safe word I've had is Popeyes. It was just like thrown out there. I'm just like, oh, I don't like Popeyes, so we gonna do it. But crazy from the South, I hate Popeyes.
Oh my God. And I hear a lot of people say that. They think everyone from Louisiana, from down south.
It tastes better in North Carolina, I'll say that. Here in New York, it just it's not good to me.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, so.
Because KFC is better in Jamaica.
Let me tell you, Popeyes.
KFC is better overseas.
And Popeyes is better in New Orleans, where it was.
It's crazy because my stepmother lives in New Orleans now, and I'm always excited to ask her how it was. She'd be like, it ain't what you think it is.
It's good to me because I think each restaurant uses different, depending
I think
on
so
the
too.
Area.
I think so, too. Yeah, that
but
might be it.
But safe word wise, and kink we
be
use.
So fat.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. And safe word wise, in a kink world, we try to just go with the stoplights. So you say red if you say, like, fuck it, I'm out of here.
Right.
Yellow if you can still do it, but just chill out a little bit.
Right.
And then green is like, just go. Like, I'm fine with it. So, but you also have to know nonverbal consent, too.
Right.
So,
body language.
Like, say if I have somebody gagged or their mouth or whatever, and they can't, whatever, they got to put their arm up. You got to look for every type of body language. Because people will show
okay,
you.
Okay, so you've been gagging somebody and stepping on their balls at the same time? Have you done that?
Yes, I have.
How does it feel?
So, when I first, the first set of, I'm like, is he scooting away from me?
I'm trying to fix my jeans. Real quick.
So, I mean, you know, white men barely have dicks anyway, so they don't really feel what I feel like. It's just like,
and it's funny because on Twitter, they like that. Like, I have a couple sissy people on Twitter, and they be like, I'm a sissy pay pig. I'm a bitch, whip me, make me wear this skirt, peg me.
They love
mistress,
it.
I love you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, God.
I think
they love it. The first balls
that's
I
why,
ever.
And that's why we have this because, again, people think that this shit is only in the movies, but it's real.
Where
do the movies get it from, okay?
It's like, real life. So the first pair of balls I ever stepped on, I was scared. I was scared I was going to hurt them.
Yeah.
But then I realized it's consensual and they like it.
Yeah.
So then it went from kicking them to hitting them with objects in their balls.
Oh, shit.
One time me and my homegirls, all three of us stepped on their balls. I have that on video. All three of us stepped on their balls or whatever.
Oh,
through
my
his
God.
Underwear. Everything I do, I put on video so people can be like, oh, she really is.
Oh, my God.
Real.
Okay, so like y'all stepped all the way down, like,
and one of my friends is like, she considers and one of my friends considers herself like, she's a thicker dom, like a BBW dom.
Oh, okay.
She went in. Like, she was stepping. And I'm sitting there like, I'm still in character, but I'm like, ooh, girl. I'm like,
I'm not gonna lie.
And I kept asking him, I was like, do you need your safe word? He was like, no, no. I'm
not gonna lie. I think I'm too jokey for this because I would be like, step up to nutty.
Oh, girl, we do that.
Not if not, but not.
Did you, I don't know if you saw the video on Twitter of all three of us whipping them to whipping us up to Wipe Me Down. We was on beat.
Oh my God. See, no.
We like during our sessions, me and my girls, yeah, we laugh, we joke, we
okay, do everything. Miss J. Smalley, do I have permission to come on one of these? Because yes, I'm fucking ready. I have to go because I have to see this firsthand. Like, again, I am so fucking excited. Like, cause it's a lot of things that I don't know about in this world. There's like, I love to learn.
You gotta meet my dom friend. They call her Bria Badass. She from
Bring
Brooklyn.
Her up here, girl.
And she always say it's a stick up. That's her thing. It's
oh
a
my
up.
Gosh, can so she come next week? I'm ready. Like, I love
I'm
it.
You.
I like
she bring
it,
the energy.
It's so empowering to see women take control of their lives mm-hmm. and their financial situation. Like, it's just like, listen, I'm gonna go out here and I'm gonna do this shit. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give mm-hmm. a fuck what he say. But this nigga's paying me $10,000. Okay. At the end of the day, like, you gotta be a real ass person, and you have to really be open with yourself about yeah. what you're comfortable with. Because again, we don't ever want to do things that we hate. Like, I hated working for other people. I hated working I hate working at other jobs. I mean, sometimes the atmosphere is fun, but there are times when you have a really shithead manager and they will ruin the whole team. Like, work can be fun. I could do my job, I can have fun, but me, I have ADHD, and so I need music. I need to at least be doing two things at once to do thing one thing right, okay? Mm-hmm. So I need to be singing, and I need to be typing, I need to be dancing and do what I'm doing. And I don't have a manager that realized that, and I'm very upfront. Like, I'm not retarded. I just have ADHD, mm-hmm. okay? And so I need something else to be doing. And they was like, well, we don't allow that on the floor. And then I did it anyway because I need to do work. And I mean, there was times where they would just, like, everybody would just take off, and it would be, like, one person in the store, and then they would go on lunch, and it would just be me. So, like, if you want me to run the store, mm-hmm. baby, I can do that, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna need music. You know, I was doing that, and I still got written up. And it's just like, my method is working. Why are you so gung-ho on making it hard for me to do what you're paying me to do? Yeah. And so that was like one of my last straws. I'm like, fire me, bitch.
Yeah.
I can't do this
shit. I hated my job.
Yeah. I've never been in 9 to 5.
Yo. I hated my job. And I worked in the fashion industry. So it was a lot of microaggression. So before I became a dom, I was a fashion buyer at Gap. So I worked in the toddler department. So I was in charge of picking the clothes that actually go in the store or whatever based on how they sew.
Even get that job?
After grad school, applied for it and got it. So that's why, like, I'm really good in financials and handling money, because you have to handle money for a whole company in the United States. And I was the only black girl in my department. And so many microaggressions, just like, your hair is so different today. It was just straight yesterday, now it's curly. Like,
oh my God,
Can I touch it? Like, no, you can't touch
that
it.
That is
like,
the one. Like, you know, it's so crazy because I feel like women be the cattiest in the workplace.
They are.
Like, and again, for me, so me being Dominican, Cuban, and Jamaican, you can't really tell where I'm from by looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was working in a predominantly Spanish place, and they would just basically treat me differently because I'm darker. And I'm just like, nigga, do you know I know what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. nigga, we is here. Mm-hmm. Like, okay? And at a point, they started realizing I know what they were saying, and so they stopped trying to say shit around me, mm-hmm. but it was still getting back to me because, again, being a genuine spirit and a person, when people hear people talking down, they're going to come tell you. Like, bro, I heard, and my managers was plotting on me. I mean, I was making so much money that my taxes was coming out like $800 in taxes,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting the rest of the check. Now, you know, they taking 8 bills in taxes. That check is something crazy.
Yeah.
And then once they paid me those first 3 checks, I was getting 8 in taxes. They were like, right now, I'm sorry, we got to move you from this house. We got to take you from here. We can't. Whoa, you trying to stop my bag now? You hating that bitch?
I knew forever I wasn't in 9 to 5. That's why I never really got in 9 to 5.
And so,
like,
again,
since a kid,
like,
I was,
it takes so much courage to walk away from something that you mm-hmm. know is going to provide you a steady check to chase your dream.
Yeah.
To do what you want to do, to step out of the box and become that person that you need the world to recognize you for. You understand? Like, we all need to do what we're supposed to be doing. Somebody in the world needs our song. They need our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They need their balls to be stepped on. Okay? Like, somebody out there needs it. And I'm just so glad that we each found it within ourselves to believe in ourselves, because that's so important.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some of you have to be confident, especially even hearing your first time stories. I know, like, if you have to talk yourself into being this person because, like, you know you're capable of it.
Yeah.
Even a little bit
it's because of society.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So I was very scared. I quit my corporate job January 2020, 2 months before COVID hit. Mm-hmm. No plan. Just quit. Just said, I'm making more in a week than I am 2 weeks here. Mm. Just quit. And then now, like, a year later, six figures.
I blame the school system, though.
So it's just like, I was miserable at my job. Once I started meeting clients on my lunch break, I knew it was time to go.
I wasn't even eating lunch.
I was like, okay, can you meet at this dungeon at 12 o'clock? You have to be there at 12 on the dot. I need to, whatever. Yeah, but... And it's crazy because fashion was my first love, so to have to step away from that,
away from it was a lot,
but I realized I'm not happy. And right. I worked every fashion job from being in the retail store at the cash register to working Tommy Hilfiger as a buyer to doing all this stuff, and it was just like, it's not lit. It's not fun.
And it's crazy because a lot of people would wolf at those opportunities. They were like, oh my God, I can't believe you gave it up. But again, your happiness is worth it.
I would go home crying. I just felt like a robot every day. I just felt like 9 to 5. Then you got to get home in time enough to get rest for the next day.
For the next day.
And it's just
like, some people like that, though. Some people like the stability.
They like to know that, I'm getting medical insurance and 401k and all that
check
stuff.
Every 2 weeks.
I would never talk down on anyone who loves their 9 to 5.
Yeah.
But for someone as a creative who likes to be, like, I can do your job, but if you're not going to let me do it my way, you want to micromanage everything about me down to my person, my color of my nails, you can suck your blood clot.
And white people love
you feel
that.
Me? Like, and I remember being at my job and it's just like, my manager used to be like, oh, so, you know, you can't work here with those nails on. Like, bitch, it's FedEx. I mean, what more do you need me to do? Yeah. Like, right. I'm packing a box, I'm printing off some papers. Like, you feel me? She's like, oh, and I remember I told her, like, listen, this is the level I'm comfortable with. You know, if you're not at this bad bitch level, it's okay. It's okay for you, but me, I'm up here, okay? And if we all just stay at our own levels, you know, everything will be fine.
Right.
And I remember I walked away from her, and so she felt a little way, and she was in the back, and I was going to take out my register, and I heard her in the back. She was like, she was talking to the person who actually helped me get hired, and she was like, why you don't tell your friend to, like, take her nails off? I can't wait till them shits break.
Oh, you was a hating ass bitch
for true.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in your blood. Oh my fault. I didn't know it was like that. You're sick, dog. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yo, I had that problem. Like, I worked a little 9 to 5 real quick. Maybe doing that because, like, right now I do real estate too, like, on top of
ooh,
music.
Ooh, okay. That's so cool.
Anybody in my firm, they know I'm coming through Yeezy Slides.
How is working real estate though?
I'm actually trying to get into that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
I just got my license October. I'm closed on 2 different properties.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Oh, okay. Honey, getting money.
I'm trying, but it's just, you know, it's kind of you getting what you put out. But it's like, my firm, it's in North Carolina. Nothing but white people. They cool though. I rock with them. But you know, like,
they cool until you do something they don't like. That's the thing.
That really do be it. They're cool until you do something too black.
Yeah. Yes. Or excel above them.
Yes.
Yeah. Facts. But you know, see, I'm the youngest person there, and then I'm black. So they kind of be like, oh, he a young nigga. Like, he got that young nigga energy. So I be coming in there, and I be like, well, why y'all took pics of the house like that? That should look dead white.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? So now they like, all right, yo, homie, I need you to take the pics over there. So it'd be cool, but, like, you know what? I don't be into that. I'm not putting on no suit. I'm not putting on no slacks. And, you know, my mom, she be like, you know, make sure you dress. But after, like, I done got in there, man, I'm coming up slides, sweats. I don't care. I'm coming here to print out this little joint.
Right.
I'm out.
Because, again, the people that are buying the house for me, if they're comfortable with me this way, that's one thing. Like, if you did have clients that, you know, needed you to dress so, like, you know who to be, when to be. You understand? I don't have to be uncomfortable for anybody. You understand? So, again, like, I really just, like, I love the fact that everybody here has their confidence. Like, laid out, like, you know, nobody's gonna come in here and tell you what the fuck to do, because at the end of the day, like, even having certain people in your ear, they be trying to tell you how to go about your career, you be like, but how you know if you never been there? How do you know what advice to give me, but you never did what I'm doing and you don't aspire to do what I'm doing? You're not doing the research like I'm doing, but you got advice for me and you tell I'm not listening to it.
People look at my career
teachers.
And do that all the time.
That's them high school teachers.
I could put a video up and be whipping somebody and they be like, it's not hard enough. I'm like, they didn't consent to it being that I'm doing it at their pain.
How they gonna tell you how hard to whip Tom? What the fuck? Oh, hell no.
Because people have this perception that dominatrix is hardcore all the time.
That was something else I learned on Twitter. Like, a lot of pay pigs don't need to be talked to violently. Some people, you can just tell them, hi, how you doing today? Can I have $5,000? And they'd be like, oh my God, mistress, thank you for saying hi to me.
A lot of us have different personality. There's dominatrix. moms or dominatrix that are just gamers. Like, they just, subs will just pay to watch them game or do video games. Like, I've gotten paid to ignore a sub, just be on my phone the whole time with my friend, and they just want to sit there.
Listen. Okay.
So it's different things. So I think my biggest thing about my career is just trying to show people that the dominatrix you know from pop culture and stuff is not what it really is.
Yes.
You know?
So. Yes. And I feel like that's a very important message to come across, because people have like these preconclusions that, you know, that you have to be a whore and you have to be an over-sexualized human to be doing this. But listen, if he's a judge and, you know, he's giving out sentences all day and he's the most dominant person and he wants to feel submissive, but his wife, Karen, don't understand that, he's going to go find the chocolate dom and he's going to go get what he needs to continue to relieve that stress or add stress. I don't know about the balls, Tom, but, you know,
probably leave it.
I don't know, but I'm listening. Whatever they need to get done, they have someone to do it. And I mean, it makes their relationship run better. It makes their day go better. Who the fuck are you to judge?
Your vice. That's what many careers though. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter what you do.
Your vice may just be weed. Your vice may be Henny, Casamigos, 42. His vice is getting whipped. Okay, his vice is getting abused.
I deal with judgment all the time. Like, people see my career and they think, "Oh, she's having sex." Mm-hmm. Mind you, my clients don't even see me naked.
Right. Right.
So and it's just like.
And
you know,
I mean, you over here beating people up. Sometimes you got to wear sweats and shit. Like, you feel me? Like,
Like, damn, you feel me? I think what makes my career just so amazing to me is that I am beating up white people.
Yeah.
I'm getting reparations.
Shout out to the motherfucking reparations, okay? Shout it the fuck out. I'm not gonna lie. I always said I really wanted to get head from a white girl, and I feel like my ancestors would, like, be so proud. Like, so listen, if you a white girl, you really white, you trying to suck some pussy, like, hey, okay, I'm here.
So white women are super submissive, too. So they are. Back to the story I was saying about how the New York Times posted my article on Twitter, and there's just white women under the article just promoting themselves.
Mm.
On my article, just promoting themselves.
Yeah.
So some of my black women followers was calling it out, like, y'all pitiful, why y'all doing this? When I tell you today, so many white women have sent me money on Cash App apologizing to me.
Oh, shit.
And mind you, I never even talked to them. I didn't call it out. I didn't even...
Hold on. Y'all getting money. Y'all giving, I'm sorry I offended you money.
Right, I need another source. White
guilt. Somebody offend me, blood God. Somebody said something.
White guilt equals money. Prime example, when the whole George Floyd thing was going on last summer, when I see the amount of money I got from white people just from saying, I'm sorry for my race, I'm sorry for this or that or whatever.
Hold on.
Then what I did was I paid it forward to other black sex
workers. You see, I fucking love you. You's a real ass bitch, okay? Let's just give it up for the real ass bitchness in the room. Like, she didn't just take the bread that was given to her.
I gave it back.
She gave it back. Like, and that's something I feel like a lot of sex workers, they don't. Like, some women don't try to stick together, and that's so weird to me, because, like, we're all in this business together. Like, you are making my show amazing right now by being you. I'm sharing my platform with you, and of course, and so, like, working together, we have built and now giving content that I feel like everybody's gonna love. Like, if everyone works together, like, I'm pretty sure that the black content creators can rise above anything else.
But
know?
We deal with that a lot too in the sex worker community. We deal with microaggressions amongst each other.
Some
sex workers think they're better than the next if they're not doing full service sex work. So full service sex work is escorting actual penetration.
Right.
So those girls I stand up for too, because it's survival work. You get it how you live.
Right.
But you have some sex workers that'll be like, oh, well, I'm an OnlyFans, so I'm better than her because I'm not really like doing. No, you're still a sex worker.
I really heard about that. And I was just so confused. All right, listen.
That was big on Clubhouse. That whole conversation.
Yeah, like, okay, so you rubbing your pussy in the shower, which I have a rubbing pussy in the shower video on my OnlyFans, okay? And you feel like the bitch that's getting her pussy actually rubbed is any different? I feel like if 32 men jack off to that video, right, as well as 32 people jack off to that, like, that's an experience.
They were
like,
still pleased in some way.
Like, at the end of the day, I still provided what I came here to do. Like, I understand that I'm a sexual person, that you would like to see more of me, and I provided that. That's the same thing that they're doing. At the end of the day, I'm not walking the streets, and that may be the difference, but that does not make that I'm better than you. I don't want people to see certain things of sex and say they're better than, because you never really know. Like, some people enjoy these things. Like, who are you to judge and say that it's
still wrong? A sex worker. If a cop pulled up in a place and I was here as a dominatrix and there was an escort and he asked us both what we did, both of us would get arrested. Yeah. It's not, oh, well, she's only whipping them, so I can't arrest her, but you're actually fucking, so I got to arrest you. Exactly. They don't see it. They don't see it as that.
You fucking?
Yeah, no.
You fucking?
They just see it behind your back. And that's why it's so important for us to stick together, and more importantly, for black sex workers to stick together. But I also don't expect every sex worker to be out and be trying to protect everybody, because some sex workers are really out here not even knowing where they're staying tomorrow night. So I don't expect them to do that. But for someone like me that has privilege and is living luxury and living great and just doing all these things, I have to stand up for the girls that can't. Correct. Not even the girls, the men, the trans, everybody. I have to stand up for them. I definitely, you know, so
a lot of beautiful trans people on my secret Twitter as well. They are getting that work and they OnlyFans is popping. Okay, listen, I support all the OnlyFans workers. I support all the sex workers. I support the trans. I support the leg booty community.
And if you're white, promote our content. That's all I ask.
As you should, okay?
We won't promote yours, but you can promote ours.
Oh my God, she is so horrible.
Reparations. Reparations.
No, because let me tell you something. We have learned in FinDom community, white girls then started using our hashtags, putting hashtag black dom. They're not even black.
No. See, that's what we not gonna stand for.
And that's what they would do.
I'm coming off our backs again.
Bold. That's what they would do. And they did the same thing with my article. So
no, we finna start calling them out. Listen, congratulations.
Tell them send a cash app so I know you're sorry.
Thank you.
That's not making the New York Times. You understand me? Prominent white people read this paper, okay?
And they were upset.
They were upset.
Because in the paper, I have a picture of my paddle, and it says reparations. They were upset.
Yes, 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 yes.
They were in the comments like, get a job. And I'm like, this is my job.
Your husband works his job to fund my job, okay? Okay, thanks, Beth. Okay? Listen, I want to thank you guys for coming out. I've had the most fun ever. I learned so freaking much, and now I get to go on one of these actual excursions. Oh my gosh.
Yes, you're gonna love it.
I'm so freaking excited. I cannot wait. You guys will find out soon, and I just want to thank you guys again, and please tell them where to find you.
Oh, y'all know what it is, man. It's Jay Cartel on Instagram at JAYKRTL. Y'all know the vibes. Vibing me out now. Video coming soon.
Okay, and my love, please introduce yourself.
It's Mistress Marley. You can find me on Instagram, Chocolate Dom, DOMME, back up. You can also find me on Twitter, Eyes X on Fire. You can also find me on another Instagram page, Black and Kinky, because I throw sex parties for black people also. Ooh, we shit. Will be...
Hold on, wait. We got more time because I didn't hear about those sex parties.
We will be in a castle in the Poconos this weekend, actually. Ooh. 3-day weekend. So I throw sex parties for black and Afro-Latina people ages 25 to 40.
Okay.
And
that's how that works. How that work?
Listen, we going to see y'all next week, but we about to find out about this sex party, okay? And SNG, we out.